Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace. They have a curated collection of investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry. Each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts. You can buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermès, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10.
All right, welcome back to another episode of Betches Brides. I am your host, Fallon Carter. And without further ado, we're going to jump right on in and meet this week's Rail Betches Bride. She's an actual Betches Bride fan who is actively planning their wedding. And again, it's my goal to help guide them through the process with practical tips and expert insights. Everyone, give a round of applause for our future bride, Claire Murphy. Hey, Claire, how's it going?
Hi. Good. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so honored to be here right now speaking with you and on this podcast. It's a dream.
Well, we are happy to make your dreams come true, but tell us about the dream that you're planning right now. I think you're aiming for an October 28th wedding. Tell us a little bit more.
Yes, it's going to be in Savannah, Georgia, and I'm actually doing a Catholic ceremony at 2:00, and then I'm having my reception at 5:00. So we're splitting up the day just to make it as long as possible. And it'll go until 10. And then, of course, there has to be an after party as well. And so I am very excited.
Well, that sounds absolutely lovely. Why'd you guys pick Savannah?
My fiance is from Savannah, and we just fell in love with Savannah. It's super authentic and historic, and it's an open container law city too. So that's another perk. And
saucy.
It's just going to be great for pictures. Yeah.
All right. So you've got some things up ahead. You're also planning 3 experiences you're hosting for your ladies.
Yes, I will be doing 3 bachelorette parties. And 2 of the, I know, it's a little crazy. I didn't want to have one large bachelorette party with 30 girls where I'm not going to be able to spend any kind of quality time with them. And so we usually do girls trips anyway. And I really wanted to go to a new city with these girls, which we usually do. So I just tacked it on as a bachelorette party. And so one is going to be in Austin, Texas, and then one is going to be in Tulum, Mexico. And the third one is completely up in the air right now. So if you got any suggestions, I'm all ears.
Well, lucky for you, we have an expert coming on a bit later who helps with bachelorette parties. So we're going to see where if she has a really cool idea of where we can go. But
okay.
let's back it on up. Let's take it back to Savannah. You have some things that you want to run through. I think there's some questions regarding floral installs and some hanging things. Talk to me about what your vision is for the wedding and some questions you're having about the design.
Yeah, so mostly all of the decorations and flowers will be at the reception, and we are going to do a lot of candles, make it really moody, romantic, pillars on each table with some single-stemmed roses. And then I really wanted, because I was thinking baby's breath, but I know that I feel like that's kind of like last year's theme. I'm thinking just like, let's do a statement piece and let's do this installation of flowers that are like dropping down from the ceiling. Let's do it over the dance floor. And so that will be like the main hotspot piece.
I agree. I love that idea. Especially since you're moving locations and you're having your ceremony some other place, and the reception has the opportunity to really be built out beautifully. Do you have a planner or a day of coordinator right now?
I do have a day of coordinator.
Okay, cool.
Thank God.
Amen. I was like, don't do it without one, folks. How are the conversations going with your day of coordinator and your venue regarding this hanging install and even your floral designer who's going to probably install it?
Yes. So we've had to loop everyone into the conversation to make sure this can be done. And the venue is allowing the florist to actually come in at 9 a.m. and install it the day of the wedding. Whew. So I think it'll take a couple of hours, but I think it'll be worth it.
I agree. I 100% agree. And just to give everyone a few tips, I think what's really important when you're thinking of hanging an install or doing something larger than life a bit, really mm-hmm. run backwards yeah. on that run of show and on that timeline, especially if you're not working with a day of coordinator. I always suggest yeah. speak with the person that's installing it, identify how many hours you think it's going to take them to install it. Also, make sure you're clear mm-hmm. with your venue about COIs. Basically, that's insurance that your vendor will need to bring in. Also, if they need a ladder or some other type of lift, it's like, how long will they be yeah. up there? What are the tools they need? Also, another pro tip is if you're hanging things like this, sometimes work with another vendor who already is bringing a ladder. So maybe a lighting vendor, or if you're in a tent mm-hmm. and your tent vendor already has a ladder on site, make sure you're working with other vendors that already may be up in the sky and asking if they can help right. hang some things for you. So have you seen a floral preview at all of what this might look like?
I've just seen a picture and that's about it.
Oh my gosh. I'm so excited.
That's all I got. So hopefully it turns out great. I'm putting all of my faith into the florist, the event coordinator, everyone who's involved. I'm like going to be hands off, make it pretty,
it lovely.
And then we'll call it a day.
I think this is a great concept. Hanging installs definitely help you balance the kind of the dynamic of the space. So sometimes you can go really big and focus like you're doing just on candles, keeping it really simple. That really helps balance that floral budget. What are you doing for the church as far as florals?
Nothing.
Love. Amen, sister. Yes.
Yeah. It's a very historic cathedral church. I mean, it is just stunning. And so I'm like, I don't need to take anything away from the church. We'll just keep it plain and simple. And yeah, no, so nothing will be going in there.
Good. Less is more. Are you going to do like a recessional where everyone kind of stands outside and you guys walk out and they're tossing petals and such?
You know what? I have not actually thought about that. I haven't even thought about my exit. Those are definitely things that I need to think about.
Yeah, I think it just because you're going to have how many guests? 80 people, give or take?
So we have to have a max of 160.
Okay. So 160 people, getting them outside, you two walking out, throwing whatever is sustainable and the church says yes to would be a lovely, great capture, I think, for you guys. That would be lovely.
I love that idea.
Any other design questions or concepts you guys you're working through?
Luckily, with my reception, it's very turnkey. Maybe something that you could maybe convince me to do or not do is I am like ready here for all the tips and tricks. I'm like, just add it to the bill at the end. I really do not like the chairs that come with the reception. I know. However, it's not a make or break. So they could look fine. They're not going to be like, you know, the main center of attention. Mm-hmm. Do I just suck it up and just have them so I can put costs elsewhere? Or do I come in with some like nicer new chairs?
If there's one thing I always switch out at a venue, it's the chairs. But now I'm going to say this. I would say work with your florist and have a floral preview on site at the venue. This way you can mock up one table with the chairs and maybe work. Yeah. So with a mock-up, we'll work with the rental company and we'll have them deliver the plates, the china, the glassware, the flatware. We'll have them deliver like one set of 10 of everything. So chairs. I would say maybe see if they can order two or three different styles of chairs that you might be interested in. Do the mock-up, put the chairs at the venue, put some other chair options and see what you feel. Take a couple pictures, sleep on it, wake up and make your decision. I think that's a great way to say, before you blow your money, just rent a couple of options, try it on. It's like trying on a dress. Try on a few chairs and see which one you like.
Okay. Yes. Okay, I know what that feels like because I've tried on also a lot of dresses.
I heard.
I know.
Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick, but can't always afford the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you. Newly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for the season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. So Newly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you can get your choice of any six styles. You choose whatever you want to rent for whatever you have going on. It's totally up to you. There are no parameters. You get access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There are no fees. There's no late fees, no damage fees, no fees to pause or cancel. So no big deal if you like lose a button, I spilled something on it, or you just need to take a break. They have inclusive sizing all the way up to 5X, as well as petite and maternity. You always have the option to buy what you love for sometimes up to 75% off. Newly is a great value at $98 a month for any six styles. But right now, you can get $20 off your first month of Newly when you sign up with the code BRIDES20. Just go to NUULY.com. That's Newly with two U's, and enter the code BRIDES20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's NUULY.com. Newly with two U's with code BRIDES20. Newly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
What's your holdup on the dress? What do you really think it is?
Well, I really, really wanted to milk this experience because I am only planning on getting married once. I want to be able to try on every single dress there is out there. So I've been to over 8 stores, have tried on over 80 dresses. Excessive. I know. And tomorrow, I believe I am going to try on the dress that I will be getting.
Why do you say that?
I've seen it in pictures. I've seen it on Real Life Brides. It was everything I had dreamed of me walking down the aisle with. And then I finally found it. And I just hadn't found a dress up until that moment that like really did it for me.
Okay, then I am praying for you that you find the dress tomorrow. Because after this, I would tell you, you've already found the dress. It's in one of those other 80 that you've already tried on. If tomorrow's dress is not your dress, you gotta backtrack, sister. Because you've done too much.
Right? I know. I'm doing the most.
You're cutting it close. You got 3 bachelor parties, 880, this. No, girl. No, this is that. We're gonna seal the deal. You're gonna say yes to it, and it's gonna feel good. But don't pressure yourself if it's not the one. Don't say yes because you have to. Only say yes to the things that truly make you feel like this is it. Okay? It's either a hell yes or a hard no is what I say. So.
And I have a feeling it's going to be a hell yes tomorrow.
Hell yeah! Who's going with you?
My mom.
Okay, good.
My mom is going to come.
All right, yeah. Is she the only one coming with you?
Yes. I have brought people, like 10 people before, all the way down to like just one person, just by myself. And so I really trust my mom, and I know that she has a great, you know, eye for a lot of different things, and she'll tell me the truth. So fingers crossed.
Tell us a little bit of pro tip about how many people should be coming to that bridal fitting, or when you're shopping for a dress, who should be in the room? Because you've done it with 10, you said. You've done it by yourself. Mm-hmm. You're now going to go with mom. Do you have any pro tips for those listening out here about who should be in that room with you and who's really giving you the honest opinion?
Yeah. You definitely need to bring a hype squad. a hype squad for sure. Then you feel like the queen of England. You need people who have seen your style before, who will give you an honest opinion if they have really good style too. Yeah. I would probably, the sweet spot is 5 and under, of people that you genuinely really care about their opinions and know that they have you in mind that day, and they just know what's going to look best on you and know what's not going to look best on you. And so for me, I think around 5 is probably the sweet spot.
Okay. I dig that. I would say less, but 5 we'll start with.
Okay. Okay.
You just, because you really want to be intentional, and that's with your guest list. That's with everything. And I dig it. You got a group of 30 friends. So you've got a lot of opinions that you really value. And that's probably why your list is 5, because that's as small as you can get. But if you're thinking about who to take, I would say lean with your true anchor, lead with that person that you know has got your back. And I would say go in and also try the dress on by yourself a couple times so that you really feel that feeling of like, this is my dress. So, or tux suit, whatever it is, try it on, all the things.
Yeah.
Pro tip here, seamstresses, they are hard to get booked. So Claire, tomorrow, make sure you're booking your seamstress appointment in the same conversation as when you're booking your dress, just because sometimes they get booked up. They're mature women with lovely little hands, and sometimes they can only do so many dresses in so much time. So seamstresses are becoming a bit more harder to get secured. So make sure you're doing your dress shopping and your seamstress securing in the same combo if you can.
Absolutely. Luckily, with the seamstress does come with the store.
Love.
So I can do double duty.
Amen. Yes. There you go. And you're going to, and also give a shot, make sure you're trying on some veils and talk to your floral designer once you get that dress locked in, so you can make sure the bouquet dimensions are in line with kind of the scale of your dress and your whatever veil or hair adornments you're doing. Sound good?
Perfect. Yeah, absolutely. Thank you.
Yeah. All right. You had some questions about a registry. Talk to me.
Oof. There is just so many things that I could put on there. We need some new pots and pans. I would like some new everyday dinnerware, you know, plates, cups, bowls. Probably need some more wine glasses. Mm-hmm. Probably need some new silverware.
Good sheets.
Probably need, good sheets, towels. I mean, the whole nine yards. So I just started my registry at Williams-Sonoma and Crate & Barrel.
Love.
But there's really not much on there quite yet.
Okay. I mean, a registry is fabulous, and I usually lean towards Zola just because they have so many different, they have like over 900 different brands. So they have a Crate & Barrel, but they also have Delta Airlines, and they have Parachute Linens, and they have Le Creuset if you want good pots. So they also have Sonos, or they have lawnmowers. Like, they have various different things. So you're not, you don't, and Airbnb, I just found out they have Airbnb on there, which I thought was really cool.
Wow.
So I would say talk to your partner and identify what's the kind of life you guys are looking to have together, whether that's more travel, or like you're saying, you're probably going to host some cool dinner parties. So you're like, I need cool glassware. Yes. And make a list of the things you really want to elevate that you may not elevate on your own. So I think great dishware, great, like Four Seasons has probably the best sheets I've ever had in my life. Like, find good, and they do sell them. They sell the mattresses too. So I was like, honey, hush. So yes, yep, I see your mouth. Yep, that's them. So go, there's so many things you can register for. Zola is probably a great spot. So you don't have to go to each store individually, which is taxing on you. This is a great way to, like, if you can get it at Target, you'll get it at Target another time. This is the time to get the expensive shit you're probably not going to buy yourself.
Yes. Yes. Amen to that.
And the great thing about Zola is that basically what people will buy something for you, if you don't actually want the item that they've bought, or if they only bought like one of the plates out of a set of 5 or something, you can get the credit in dollars and actually buy maybe the actual set you want. So you can actually kind of exchange within the Zola system, which is pretty dope. So play around with the concepts of like, buy me all these things, but you may later change your mind and say like, oh, I want the red one, not the green one you got me, kind of a deal.
Okay. I also got a tip from a Williams-Sonoma floor manager. And they said, if you are to register, like, let's say if you need dinnerware for 8 people, instead of doing 8 plates, just register for 1 plate instead of the full 8, which I found very interesting. Because that way, if somebody wants to get you four plates and four glasses, they can, but they don't have to get all eight plates.
Agreed.
Which was a nice tip.
It is. That's especially for flatware and all of that stuff. Like, cause you're going to need your salad forks and your dinner forks. So splitting it up and letting people buy you all the micro pieces put together, especially for people with different budgets too. They may not be able to afford the full set of eight, but I can surely get you a plate and a fork, baby. I got you. So it helps.
I hope so.
Also with registries, and this is just a pro tip. If you can't think about what to get, think about giving back. Vow for Girls is a charity that I love donating to for our couples. And it helps support ending child marriage. So if you can't think of anything, focus on maybe your guests donating money to a charity that you absolutely love. As another tip for you guys listening out there.
I love that. Love that.
I'm so excited. Do you have any other questions or any tips that you've learned along the way that you want to share with our listeners?
Well, that Williams-Sonoma one, that really got me. I was like, oh, okay, I'll take it. I would just say enjoy the process. One thing that I've been doing is journaling along the way. Even after like each bridal store that I've gone to, I've still taken down notes of things that I like, that I don't like, and just all the fun, just, you know, marks along the way. Just write it all down because you're going to forget about the finer details. So it'll be fun to look back on.
Agreed.
But if you do have any tips for me, I am, you know, less than a year out. I will take all the help that I can get.
I think you're on your way to success. I'm excited that you're going to find your dress tomorrow. And I'm excited your registry is about to be fire. And I'm excited this hanging install is going to be breathtaking and you're going to be loving every single picture. But there was one other thing that you said that was a little bit of a hindsight 2020. We have some notes that you mentioned you were feeling rushed in the beginning to find vendors and you might have booked some too quickly. Tell us a little bit more about a pro tip from you there about booking folks.
Yeah. So I had a year and a half to plan my wedding and everyone warned me, especially because of the brides who were getting married during COVID, everything had been getting pushed back a year, the year after COVID. So they felt super rushed. So their advice to me was to find everything super, super quickly. Your photographer, the venue, the videographer, everything super, super quick. And for me, now that I'm getting married in 2023, I feel like things have slowed down and I should have just taken some more time and just been more thoughtful with the people that I did choose. Luckily, I feel like I have made the right decision, but in the moment I felt super rushed. So that is a tip I feel like for brides now.
All right. Take your time. One of my favorite quotes from Andre DeShields is slowly is the fastest way to get to where you want to be. So when I work with my couples, I always say, take your time with every decision. There is no need to rush. The perfect vendor is out there for you. And again, listen to your gut. If it's not a hell yes, it's a hard no. So there should be some intention behind every creative partner that you're working with on your day, because just as intentional you're being with your guest list, you should be intentional with the people that are going to be there to create the magic that you have in your head. So I think this is great advice, Claire. I think you were listening to people. You knew you did the best you could with the information you had, but it sounds like you've got some good vendors, but you want to tell everyone listening, take it slow, baby. Keep it simple. Yeah. Be easy.
Yeah. Take it easy.
All right. So let's get into this. We're going to get our expert on the line because I got to figure out where if you're going to Tulum, Austin, honey, I'm trying to talk you into Italy, but I'll keep my mouth closed. I'll keep my mouth closed. Let's wait until we get our expert on the line. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And now Now it's time to ask our expert. Each episode, we'll be inviting wedding experts and insiders onto the podcast to dig deeper into our bride's biggest problem areas. Today, our guest is Allison Odner, CEO and founder of Batch to Basics, a luxury all-inclusive bachelor and bachelorette party planning and concierge service. Now that sounds fun. Allison, welcome to the podcast. How are you, darling?
Thank you. I am very excited to be here and talk all things bachelorette.
We are so excited to have you. Claire, my friend.
Yes.
She's doing the trifecta bachelorette party. Tell us a little bit more. Fill Allison in on what you got going on.
Yeah. So, you know, I have a large group of friends, about three different groups, and we usually do girls trips every year to a different new location that we haven't been before. And so we are just naming it Claire's Bachelorettes this year. And so we're trying to go to places we haven't been before. And so Austin is one of them that's coming up in April. And then we're also going, another group is going to Tulum, Mexico. And then the third one is kind of up in the air right now. And so I am ready and willing to hear about cool, fun locations that I never thought about before.
Awesome. Well, I have to start by saying three bachelorettes is new and amazing. Really into it. I've even heard of two, but three is like, you're killing it.
So you're crazy.
But in a good way. I mean, I'm here for it. So if every one of our clients had three bachelorette parties, we'd be set. So it's a good thing.
You'd be millionaires.
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds great. You picked two awesome destinations already. When are you planning on going to the third?
So that one's kind of up in the air right now. We're thinking maybe Labor Day or just maybe sometime in August.
Okay. Are you considering any places right now off the bat, or are you totally blank slate?
One that came to mind was actually Montana. Yes. This group is, I know, it's a little bit different. It's fun. This group is a little bit more like adventurous, willing to go like on a hike or horseback riding or like go to a rodeo. And I know that they really love Yellowstone too. And I would love to go and see Yellowstone, the national park. So that was something that we did have in mind.
I love that. That would be an amazing destination. I feel like that and Salt Lake City and other places in Colorado, I'm seriously trying to push right now because we don't get very many of them. But when we do, they're so fun to plan. And in the summer, the weather would be
spectacular.
Incredible. Yeah. Anywhere like in the Midwest kind of area. I mean, July, August is like prime time.
Right.
Beautiful. Yeah. No humidity. It's just amazing.
Jackson Hole, Wyoming too. I just drove cross country and I drove through Yellowstone. Montana is spectacular. I'm planning a girls trip there right now. These are great ideas. You should totally. I think we just found your location. Tomorrow you got your dress. Today, Montana is your place, girl. Go.
Right? I know. I feel like since we're on the same page, we just have to, you know, make sure they're on the same date so we can see each other.
And we'll plan a trip there too, I guess. Yeah. And,
Allison and I will be there, of course, in the background.
Yeah.
But Allison, what are some tips on executing a bachelorette or a bachelor party? Like what are once you've got the place in mind, what do you suggest as like the next steps to getting it organized? And like Claire says, making sure everyone's available.
Yeah. So obviously date's a big issue. I typically tell people to just use Doodle Poll or, you know, your classic Google Excel sheet just to get and list out a few dates that you're available. And then everybody else can kind of put X's next to the date that they're available. And the most people that can attend the one date, like that's it. I mean, that's just kind of pretty easy how it works. Yeah. So that's definitely step one, very important. The next step, which people kind of glaze over a little bit, I feel like, is discussing budget. Mm. That comes like even before like accommodations and things like that, because people are at all different phases of their life during this time and have different budgets to spend. And maybe since you're doing it with a few different groups of friends, you're all kind of on the same page because you've done this before. But just making sure that you know, you're not planning something extravagant and a few people are like a no-go.
And that's the thing. I'm like, do we do an all-inclusive resort? But then, you know, we have to make sure that everyone's budget kind of aligns with it. Or do we do more of an Airbnb, something that's a little bit cheaper, and kind of do like an a la carte? So I think a budget is really important to talk about beforehand.
Yeah. And we recommend doing this right away. You can even do it like as an anonymous poll. Like if people don't want to be weird about it, or, you know, it usually it's better for larger groups when they're not as close to do that way. But mm-hmm. yeah, just tell people to be honest too, because you don't want them taking out loans to go to Montana and then being resentful about it later. So.
Because they still have to come to the wedding.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, with the budget, is there an average of what people typically spend on? And I know, of course, the destination varies from Montana to Tulum. But on yeah. average, what do people generally spend on a bachelor or bachelorette party?
So we definitely plan events that are more on the luxury side. So we see like the high end of things. But I do think on average, like if you're doing a destination bachelorette party, you're kind of committing to at least like $1,000 a person, I would say.
Agreed.
Like yeah. with or without flight, that kind of depends on like where you're going and what you're doing.
Yeah.
But yeah, we don't book flights for everybody, but after that, we've planned everything from around like 800 a person all the way up to like well over 3,000 a person. So it gets crazy, yeah. but yeah. I mean, definitely jealous of those trips. That's for sure.
And I would love to also talk about, because I just hosted a girls' trip in Sonoma. And one of the things that was on my mind is like the host is, well, do I want to offset the cost some way by bringing on my own expense, like with welcome bags or goodie bags or some type of a t-shirt or like, so Claire, are you thinking about some, even just the general expense of what you might take on? And Allison, do you have any suggestions there as well?
Yeah. I definitely want to do like a very thoughtful gift. One thing, which is going to be spoiler alert to like my friends who listen to this podcast, but for me, I really want to do like a really well thought out letter to them, you know, just something that you would probably also give to them on your wedding day. But because my bridal party is so small, I want to make sure that everyone feels equally included and just like a thank you and thank you for our friendship, like a really nice, thoughtful letter. And then so far for one of my bachelorette trips, I've gotten these, diamond tennis bracelets. So like a nice piece of joy. It's not like yeah. a real diamond. It's just like,
I was like,
what? No.
Can I join your wedding yeah. party, please?
I wish I was filthy rich, but that's not the case. We're balling on a budget.
Safe
so
space
just,
girl.
You know, like, you know, just like a nice tennis bracelet that I feel like you could either dress up or wear every single day. Just like something sparkly and nice. And for me, you know, I have been reading all these blogs about like, oh yeah, do the eye mask, do a t-shirt, do, you know, like the hangover cures. And I'm like, or do I just take away, like, do I pay for one of the activities we do? Cause I feel like that could offset the cost as well, especially for people who may be paying a little bit more, but I would love, you know, an expert's advice on what I should do or not do.
Yeah. So I think, first of all, love the meaningful gifts because, you know, maybe we don't see all of those that happen, but we don't hear about them a lot. So I totally appreciate that. And I think it's very sentimental and the girls will appreciate that potentially more than anything else, to be honest. So I often suggest, like, if the bride or really anyone, mother-in-law, mother, sister, whoever, wants to kind of offset the costs, it's really nice if they kind of lump it into one sum so that they are picking one activity or even like the alcohol that's being delivered to the house, like pick something to offset the cost so that it's like, it's a gift instead of just saying, hey, your budget's lower than it was before, you know? And it kind of, it makes it seem like they're gifting something instead of just giving out free money.
Yeah.
Which is also nice.
Which is also nice. little bit more about kind of maybe the activities and finding the right fit? And I guess my concern with girls trips or bachelor parties as well, or any type of trip, is overproducing and trying to cram too many things into a short amount of time. So how do you kind of balance the surprise and delight, but also give people who may have kids or something who really just want to take a nap some space to do that?
I have kids. I definitely need a nap. So I totally get it. I actually think that's one of our strong suits, I would say, is like advising people on when to take a break and relax. Like, you, if you go out on a boat, you are not going to dinner at 7 o'clock at night. I mean, that's,
say less.
You're just not. Yeah. So some people don't know that. I didn't know that when I started this. So I think kind of advising like one, max two activities a day, depending on like, you know, is this just a quick hour thing or is this a 4 or 5 hour thing? Break, and then either go out to dinner after that and go out after you've had time to recuperate, everybody gets dressed and takes a shower and all that. Or is this activity really draining? We're going to stay in that night or at least have dinner in that night, and whoever wants to go out after that can. So I think making sure you have like breaks in between of at least, depending on your group size also, but at least like a couple of hours, super important. Otherwise, everybody is going to be late to everything, rushed, tired, stressed out. You know, nobody wants that.
At all. And just even from a planning standpoint, when you're thinking of even like a place like Montana, things aren't like 5 minutes away. So factoring in transportation and how long it's going to take everyone to physically get dressed, cushion that by 20 minutes because, you know, here we are. Someone's still putting on their eyebrows. And then, you know, understanding exactly how long it's going to take you to get to the next spot. We're always cushioning reservations just to make sure you're in a sweet spot.
Yeah.
All right. So based on Montana, Allison, do you have any cool activities up your sleeve, or are you off? You're like, I don't really know Montana that well. I know this place well, but what do you got for Montana if you have anything?
Yeah. So Jackson Hole has been on my list to plan in for, I mean, since day one, and we still have not had like a confirmed party for there. So I am willing and available if anyone on this call might need someone. And plenty of suggestions, plenty of time to do the research. So yeah, I mean, love like the obvious horseback riding thing. Like, I personally think a house rental is awesome because I've seen some of them and they are ridiculous. Especially you can get like private chef, catering, kind of hang out with the girls, like do a spa day at your house if you wanted to, you know, luxury picnic type thing, either on your property or in the mountains somewhere after a hike, yoga. Mm-hmm. I mean, the possibilities are really, don't get me going here. They're endless.
I love that.
I love those ideas.
Yeah.
I think Claire is having her Midwest luxury moment. I'm so excited. I cannot wait to see the pictures. You could give really cool blankets as the gifts or great ponchos with cool designs on them. Like, I'm ready. All right. And speaking of attire, how do we tell people to prepare for where they're going and maybe how to dress? Like, I love a little mood board that says, here's the look for day one. Mm-hmm. Here's our looks for day two. But tell us how to make sure people actually have the right footwear too, like for these horseback riding activities.
Yeah, true. So the way we do it, and you could kind of copy it, is we present people with a website that's password protected. So, you know, whether you go that route or like a PDF or something where the whole itinerary is listed out and you kind of have those details listed by each activity so that people can kind of reference it in advance and then also throughout the weekend. But yeah, love a mood board. People, I mean, the theme day is in right now. I think we can all admit that, like, multiple themes every night, every day, there's something going on. So we've actually started creating even mood boards for our clients' wardrobe, which is really fun on our end. And also like doable, you know, if that's something that you're interested in, you can use that app Shuffle, like the Pinterest app, if you've heard of it, where you basically just like pick and choose and create a little mood board, and it's the funnest thing ever.
Oh,
yes. Love. You will get addicted quickly.
Yep. Tip.
Shuffle sponsor us. but Also, you can just do it on like Canva or, you know, something of that nature where it's like much simpler. But you can kind of just give people an idea of you can always say like wear black, wear white, wear whatever. Or you can kind of give them like the inspiration, like this is how fancy we're getting. This is the color or like the theme or the scheme, you know, color scheme to it, and let them go off and find something in their closet or splurge.
Awesome. All right. Talking about the looks, now that you got the looks, we're going to all be eager to make content on these trips. So talk to us about hiring a real photographer, a real videographer. So that way, yes, you can grab on your phone, but just making sure everyone stays present. What are your thoughts there, Allison?
Yeah, really into that, actually. I kind of, when that started being more of a trend, obviously Instagram's always been a thing, or TikTok now, of kind of sharing with everybody your experience. And the photographer thing, I was kind of skeptical of, to be honest. Just this person coming in your space and like taking up your time, you know, on your wedding day, you're like, how long am I going to take my photos instead of hanging out with my friends kind of thing. But I think people, if you find the right one, they've gotten so experienced and know what the bachelorette party is about at this point. And some of them literally cater to bachelorette parties, that it's actually an experience in itself. So, you know, they'll be ready, or you get ready with like a bottle of champagne to pop, or like a couple of outfits laid out, or you're going on a hike while they take your photo, you know, just kind of make it like much more creative and fun and interactive. So it doesn't feel like you're just standing there and like trying to get the content for an hour, which I fully appreciate and totally support.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. And then I've seen a lot, which now we're offering for bachelorette parties as well, but content creation for weddings or events. And people literally are content creators. So they'll like, well, I'll talk about us because we do it, but we will be at your event and basically just go to as many of the events as you would want, as well as like take photos and pictures of all of the decorations set up and like your house and all of that, and just kind of be in your space for a little bit, just getting like the content to make videos or photos so that you can either just keep them as like a keepsake, make something for everybody who attended, and or post them on social media. So yeah, it's definitely a thing. It is a time commitment. Wow. That's like something you want for sure.
It's the TikTok revolution.
Another great there. Idea. Make me famous on TikTok. Yeah.
Hey, there's wedding gone viral. All right. These are all great tips. I hope everyone is writing them down. And I have one last question. And I think this is really important because budget's at the top of everyone's mind, and we are being mindful of how everyone is paying. But is there a great way for us to split all the bills at the end of this? Like, someone paid for dinner here, someone bought the booze for the house on that. What's a great way, Allison, for us to like, and Claire, I know you mentioned an option too. So between the both of you, what do you guys got for a great way to make sure we're tallying and paying folks back?
Yeah, if I'm allowed another shameless plug, that is something that we do also. we do collect payments individually from guests and handle payments for you. But if you are like, especially for smaller groups who might not need that, or, you know, it's a more low key bachelorette party where, you know, it's not as necessary, you're not handling like thousands of dollars. I think honestly, charging people up front for everything possible, even if it's like estimates of dinners or breakfasts like catered in or whatever, and then being able to either say as a group kind of decide, are we going to refund at the end of this weekend if there's anything left over, or charge if we need more, or if there's something left over, like we just buy some drinks out that night, like you don't account for that funds, and then you can kind of like do what you want with, you know, the extra $200 or whatever that's left over.
One thing I have used actually in the past was an app called Splitwise. And everyone has to download the app, and you put, you know, your name in there. And then let's just say if I covered the bill for dinner that night and it was $300, well, I could then, you know, include whoever was a part of that dinner. And then we do that for the whole entire weekend. Like, let's just say if I bought drinks for somebody else, I could split just that bill with them. And then at the end, it totals it all up. And then you can just settle up however you want with Venmo, you know, Zelle, PayPal, however you like.
Yep. I love that. I may start using Splitwise. I love that. And I think, Claire, you should cover the bills because, like we talked about on last week's episode, you got to get those points on your credit card so that you can use them towards the honeymoon. Yes. See what I'm saying here? So make sure you're taking care of all those dinners for them folks with a good old credit card that gets you some points. But anyway,
I love it.
Allison, do you have any last minute pro tips or things that you would love for our listeners to know about when planning their parties?
I would just say, like, overall, start early and start earlier than you might think. Always things are busy that are popular, but especially the last year and then this year, things just book up quick. And if you want first dibs on things and you want to give time in between payments and you want the best house rentals and basically literally everything, just get on it. Get a move on.
Get on it. Get it. All right. And Claire, any last words from you, darling?
This has been such a great experience. I have learned so much from both of you. So everyone needs to constantly follow you both because you guys have the greatest tips ever. So thank you so much.
Mwah. Love you too, darling.
Thank you.
Well, that's it for this week's episode of Betches Brides. Allison, where can people find you on social?
Yes, it's at Batch2Basic, BACHTOBASIC.
Lovely. And Claire, your viral wedding, darling, where can people find you and follow you on social?
I am not a TikTok user right now, but I think that might change after this conversation. You can find me on Instagram at mclairem11.
Love that. All right. Well, you guys, follow the show at Betches Brides on Instagram. Please be sure to rate, review, and follow the show on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you're listening now. We'll have new episodes every single Monday, so be sure to subscribe so you don't miss out on our next episode. Thank you so much for listening, and till death do us part.
Betches.